Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. I am so happy to see all of you. And actually, I'm also happy not to see any of you who are watching on the live stream. But, you know, I'm glad that you are with us. It is good for us all to be together as we now continue our Lenten journey together. We began that Lenten journey last Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, with a reminder of our own mortality. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. We will continue to ponder our mortality, ponder God's goodness to us all in these weeks and in these 40 days of Lent. So it is good for us to be here together. I see the tops of Sunday school bags on the back pew, so we have Sunday school bags. If you have children here, there are Sunday school bags. If children visit you at home, we have Sunday school bags. If you know random children who walk past the front of your house, we have Sunday school bags. They're wonderful, wonderful little lessons so that those children can learn once again the truth of Christ's love for them, and I hope that you can take them and use them for those children. Drive-in communion has been, you know, fairly successful, and it continues. This Thursday, February 25th, from 10 a.m. till noon, then it will continue on Thursday mornings until we're all sort of feeling free from COVID-19. So please call Lynn in the church office for an appointment, whether it's this Friday, this Thursday, next Thursday, the Thursday after that. We love for you to know that you are welcome once again to the table of our Lord. This Wednesday, February 24th, we meet for midweek Lenten services. We'll meet here in the worship space, and services will begin at 7 p.m. And this year, our theme for midweek Lent services is, if you are the Son of God, the temptations of Jesus. I hope that you will join us, whether you are here with us live or hopefully we'll be streaming that, won't we, Bill? There we are. So you, if you can't make it, then you can join us on your computer. Also, beginning Sunday, March 14th, I will be conducting First Communion classes for students in the fourth grade or higher who haven't yet received instruction. We'll meet between services. First Communion itself will be celebrated on Monday, Thursday. So if you are interested, if you know someone who is interested, please contact Lynn in the office to let us know that your child will be part of this First Communion instruction. There are lots of other things in your bulletin for you to take a look at and read, but we've gathered this morning to be in worship. So, please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us continue our Lenten confession. We confess. Have mercy on me, O God, in your kindness, in your compassion, blot out my offense. Wash me more and more from my guilt and cleanse me from my sin. My offenses, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done. Purify me, then I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. From my sins, turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Hear the good news of God's love. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. And hear again of God's love. For while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life. It is the love of God that saves us, and it is Jesus who sets us free. Amen. Our gathering song is Made to Worship. We sing together.
Stone.
Holy God, Heavenly Father, in the waters of the flood you saved the chosen, and in the wilderness of temptation you protected your Son from sin. Renew us in the gift of baptism. May your holy angels be with us, that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Today's first lesson is from the book of Genesis, 9th chapter, verses 8 through 17. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood. And never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth," God said. "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." The word of the Lord. Second lesson is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 22. Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous of the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water and baptism, which this prefigured now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark in the first chapter. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news, the gospel of our Lord." And now may the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Well, this morning in the gospel story, we're back at the River Jordan. We're back at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. We hear again about Jesus' baptism as well as his first message and proclamation. But what's new this morning are the two sentences that fit in between the baptism and the proclamation. Those two sentences that speak about Jesus' temptation. These two sentences that speak about the beginning of his struggle for our sake. Now, in the beginning of the Bible, in the very beginning of the book of Genesis, we hear the story about the Spirit moving across the waters. We hear the voice of God creating and proclaiming good. Immediately after those creation stories, though, we have the story about the temptation of Adam and Eve. In today's gospel story, we have the Spirit, we have the water, we have the voice of God claiming love and goodness. And then immediately afterwards, we have Jesus being tempted in the wilderness. You see, it happens to all of us, temptation that is. But today in our gospel story, we are reminded that it even happens to Jesus. See, in that creation story, in that story in Genesis, we hear about a relationship between God and Adam and Eve that sounds ideal. They would walk with God in the garden in the cool of the evening, sharing themselves and finding joy in one another. Adam and Eve were in the garden. All was peaceful. There was only one condition. You shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That was it. Enter a tempter. This time it was the serpent. And the tempter was looking for a weakness or trying to introduce a weakness. But you can't eat from any tree? Well, why not this one? You won't die. You'll be just like God. These questions actually help us to discover four parts of temptation for all of us. The first one is, it's always looking for a weakness. We're trying to help create a weakness. The second is, there's always a chance to deceive. You won't die, you'll be just like God. Temptation will offer us shortcuts or wrong turns. Temptation will also make us see ourselves as most important. And Adam and Eve prove not to be strong enough. They are not proof against temptation, and humanity falls. We are constantly looking to find out why it is that we have to do this, and why can't I do that, and what's the reason? Why not that tree? Why shouldn't I look in that cupboard, Mom? I know you've just got cookies in there. We are easily deceived by the devil, the world, and our sinful selves. You deserve it. You should have it, right? We look for shortcuts. We take lots of wrong turns, and far too often, we think of ourselves more highly than we ought to. We are tempted and we fail. Today in the gospel story, we see that even Jesus was tempted. Now, Mark doesn't give us the details of the temptations, but the power in today's gospel reading is that even Jesus faces temptation. The gospel of Mark starts out telling us that this is the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, that's a powerful statement, because it says that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, God's chosen one. Jesus is the one chosen by God to mend our broken relationship and to save us from our sinfulness. Jesus is the Son of God. He is God the Son, intimately connected both to God and to all of us. And now today, we hear that even Jesus is tempted. That's powerful as well as being a little disconcerting. Because Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Jesus is also our brother and our friend. And I could hope that Jesus would not have to suffer that temptation, but he does. And Jesus suffers temptation because we do. Jesus suffers temptation so that God will understand and that we will discover that there is proof against it and strength to resist it that comes to us from the gift of God's love for us in Jesus Christ. In the Wednesdays of Lent this year, we will look closer at the temptations of Jesus. We will learn from Jesus, and we will confront our own weakness and look to God's love for strength. But in today's gospel reading, we discover that all that Jesus does, he does for us. All that Jesus does attempts to bring us into the light of God's love. Jesus is baptized for us. Jesus is tempted for us. Jesus proclaims to us a message of strength and hope so that we will go into our lives named and claimed by the God of love, guided and strengthened by the God of love, forgiven and cared for by the God of love. At his baptism, Jesus is surrounded by the fullness of God and proclaimed God's child and beloved. At our baptism, God in all God's fullness surrounds us and proclaims each of us to be a beloved child. That is God's promise to us through baptism. We are named to be part of God's family, sisters and brothers to one another, as well as to Christ himself. In his temptation, Jesus resists in the love of God with the help and presence of beasts and angels. No matter how much the devil, the world, and our sinful selves want to tempt us, want to find weakness to exploit, want to deceive us, want to point us to wrong turns and shortcuts, no matter how much they want to try to make us think more highly of ourselves, Jesus stands with us, with creation beside us, attempting to help resist, to show, and then Jesus shows that we can. Finally, Jesus' proclamation this morning gives us hope, purpose, and strength. The time is fulfilled. Now is the time we can live God's love in the hope of this moment. The kingdom of God is at hand. It is right here with us. God's love is fully accessible to us for our living and for our sharing. Repent and believe. God is waiting and hoping that we will join in the kingdom right now. You see, we are children of God and followers of Jesus. We receive the promise of God that we are beloved children and that God is never our enemy. We may mistake God as enemy, but God is never against us. God is against our foolishness. God helps us resist temptation. God wants to work with us. And we have hope because of those promises. It can be frightening to know that even Jesus is tempted. It can be helpful to know that even Jesus is tempted. We can walk into the world with hope, knowing that even Jesus wants to walk with us. So let's go. Amen. And now, will you please rise as we join together in the prayers of the church? Relying on the promises of God, we pray boldly for the church, the world, and all in need. In Jesus, your realm has come near to us in every place and time. Give your church throughout the world a spirit of humility and repentance. Teach us to trust always in the good news of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, you have made a covenant of mercy with every living creature. Protect all the earth's creatures from destruction. Empower the work of biologists, conservationists, and science educators. Lord, in your mercy, all your paths are steadfast love and faithfulness. Direct the words and the actions of leaders in our community and throughout the world, that they may maintain justice for the lowly. Lord, in your mercy, even in the wilderness, you are with us. Walk alongside migrants and refugees crossing dangerous lands. Tend to those who feel desolate. Give healing and strength to all who suffer. Lord, in your mercy. In the covenant of baptism, you claim us as beloved children. Nurture us in our baptismal identity and teach us to live within it for the sake of others. Strengthen this congregation's ministries of care and concern. Lord, in your mercy. In baptism, you join us to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We praise you for all those who have died trusting in your faithfulness. Bring us with them to the fullness of your reign. Lord, in your mercy, we entrust ourselves and all our prayers to you, O faithful God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. You are indeed holy, Almighty and merciful God. You are most holy and great is the majesty of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. We give you thanks for his coming into the world to fulfill for us your holy will and to accomplish all things for our salvation. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He blessed it, he broke it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim our Lord's death until he comes. Remembering, therefore, his salutary command, his life-giving passion and death, his glorious resurrection and ascension, and his promise to come again, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to mercifully accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and receiving the forgiveness of sins, we may be formed to live as your holy people and be given our inheritance with all your saints. To you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus draws the whole world to himself. Come to this meal and be fed.
Surrender to the truth that all we need is
Rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are also sent out in love and service. And so together we pray, merciful God, accompany our journey through these 40 days. Renew in us the gift of baptism, that we may provide for those who are poor, pray for those in need, fast from self-indulgence, and above all, that we may find our treasure in the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now may Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. Go into the world in hope.
God's vision, our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Hear my song, hear my cry, I will bring.